There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
The grave.
Oh God! Oh God!
Where do you think you're going?
No, no! Please, please let me go!
I told you not to run away.
Let me go, for the love of God, let me go!
The love of God isn't going to be doing you any good right now.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Such a pathetic man. Keep digging. Hurry up and dig faster. You've wasted enough of my time already.
Please, I'm tired. You've been making me dig this hole all night. Why don't you come down and help?
Help you? Do you think if I was going to dig this myself, I would bring you to help me?
This is a nightmare. Some kind of nightmare. I'm not really standing out here half naked in the mud, digging a grave at midnight. I just want to wake up.
That's right. All just a nightmare.
Why are you making me dig this hole?
Don't worry. You've nearly finished digging it. It'll all be over soon. 500 years I have walked the earth. You should feel honored by this.
Honored? I should feel honored for digging you a damn hole in the ground?
Yes. It means I have chosen you specifically. You're special.
But why? Please, please, just tell me, why me?
Soon. All in good time. Dig faster. I must be out of the light before sunrise. You must hurry.
This grave is for you?
Yes, yes, I have need of a grave. Now, hurry, the sun will be rising quite soon.
No more.
No more?
You're obviously going to kill me. Just get it over with. Drink my blood, you foul bastard.
Drink your blood? Drink your blood? I never wanted your blood to begin with. But if you want death, I can oblige. But I'll make sure it's not quick. I'll drink you almost dry, leaving just enough to live on for a time. Then I'll leave you here, a broken shell of a man, whimpering with your last breaths as your heart struggles to pump the last remains of your rancid blood around empty veins. And this is how you know you will die. I've seen it happen. I've made it happen. It is a useless, pathetic death for a useless, pathetic man. So dig, or else you will experience it firsthand. There, it's done. Climb out and see your handiwork. Your task is now completed. A very good job. You dug an excellent grave. Now get inside.
What?
Do you honestly think that a vampire would hide from the sun in such an open place? Get inside.
But you said this grave was for you!
I said that the grave was for my purposes. Your terror. It tastes exquisite. Now get inside.
No!
There is something else that the vampires can feed on. I never wanted your blood. I only wanted to taste your fear.
The Grave was written by Miles Reed and Rihanna King. Ellie Hirschman was the digger, and Mark Brzee was the vampire. The series is created and produced by Paul Mannering and Chris Snyder. Post-production by Paul Mannering. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.
Hi, my name is Tracy Babian, co-author of the Collison Chronicles podcast. My husband, J.A. Babian, the main author, had a triple stroke in the latter part of August of this year. Jerry was life-flighted to Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a brain bleed that the doctors thought they were going to have to do surgery on him, which surely would have killed him. Thank the Lord they didn't. He survived that brain bleed and swelling, but he is in need of so much for his recovery. I have started a GoFundMe to help with all the costs that I just don't have. I retired back in April of this year so that I could take care of Jerry, as he was starting to show signs then that I just didn't catch. Little did I know this would be a blessing in disguise. He is fighting this setback of memory loss and 75% use of his right leg, arm, along with his cognitive speech. Considering the doctor said he would not make it, I consider him to be a miracle. Medicare has only granted 12 visits of physical and speech therapy twice a week. He needs at least 6 months worth of speech therapy alone. That is a total of $4,000 we need to pay up front that I just don't have. So far, we have had $775 in donations of the $10,000 we need come in. Please donate today so that he can get his needed medication, therapy, and also help pay bills that Medicare just will not cover, even if it's only $5. I update this account so folks can see his progress. You can go to my Facebook account, Tracy Babian VO, to find the pinned link with the title Jerry Babian Stroke Victim Needs. Jerry says, thank you. I still have a lot to write on my stories that I want to get done. Please help me to achieve that goal. Thank you in advance for your donation. Tracy Babian.